Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am hanging in there. I'm doing the best I can, as fast as I can, as usual. And with the wind chill, we're going to go down to 18 tonight. Oh, yeah. It's a little cold. And, you know, yesterday, the wind... it was only like 34 yesterday, but the wind was 22 miles an hour. Really?
Ooh. Yeah. What up with this weather? Florida, you know, we are so saturated in water, I don't know if we'll ever drain out of this water. I mean, it's amazing in the 30-some odd years I've been here. I'm not going to count how many, it has never done this before. It has never rained, cold. We're looking for sunshine down here one day, which is
right.
Sunshine. Yeah, Sunshine State, man. And, you know, it's coming all the way down, so... Here again, everybody north of us is getting pummeled with this stuff, but we're really, you know, again here, it's amazing that this year the weather is just dreary down here and cold.
Mhm. Oh, yeah. And everybody's been complaining about, you know, I read a lot of people down there, too, because I was down there for 21 years, but, I mean, oh, yeah, and I get it. You know, and here I am, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I just go from the house to the car to the office, and come back. That's it. But you have to warm everything up in between. Ugh.
Absolutely.
But it's okay.
Absolutely. But here we are.
What do you think of the chart for tonight?
Oh, you know, I like this because there's a lot of physical changes going on. I like it because this week we get Mercury out of its shadow. Yay. Okay. That's going to be a good thing. I like that it's in trine to Jupiter. So these physical changes are obviously for the long-term benefit in some way, shape, or form or another. This week we have the sun passing over Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to make the foundational shifts. So I think, you know, we've all had this time where things are just crazy and we don't know where things are going and, you know, there's chaos. But I think this shift of this week should start to set things in more of a solid form. And I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to the week after when Uranus goes direct in Taurus. And then we'll really see some great changes.
Absolutely, yeah. It's the last hurrah because during the month of February and March, every planet is direct. Wide open doors. Oh, yeah. I can't wait. And I'm telling people, you know, if you can delay a contract until after the first of February, better. You know, if you can even delay it another week, even with Uranus turning around, God only knows what reversals are going to happen, or if things are going to go back to a state of normalcy, because Uranus is so tricky, right?
It's a little trickster. I've heard it called that, but it's a little trickster. So. It's interesting,
yep.
You know, when I teach class, my phrase for it is expect the unexpected, because it's going to manifest and do what it's going to do, and we don't know until it does it what it's going to do.
Exactly. And, you know, it's interesting because Uranus is a higher octave of Mercury. Okay, it's like Mercury on steroids. So the trickster
Correct.
Is exaggerated and profound. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Very profound.
I get it.
That's
yeah. I was going to put something up on Facebook about the weekly things that are going on for people because a lot of times, again, we're looking at everything, we're seeing the news, and we're getting into the space. I'm like, all right, let's take it one step at a time. Let's do what we can do in our own corner of the world. And if we want to pick up the gauntlet and take on a cause, great too. But, again, I just decided I was going to do something like that because I hadn't done it in a while. I tried a couple of years ago, and I said, you know what? I think I want to go back to just putting that out there because sometimes just to know what's going on in the heavens above you, they may not know exactly how it's aspecting their chart, but it's not happening to them. They can see it happening to people around them, okay? And I said, you know what? I'm going to start doing that again. So I started doing that the first of the year. Yep.
All right. That's a good thing. You know,
yeah.
Here again, this year has these shifts and changes to it that are quite fascinating for an astrologer. I will say that. But it really
yes.
is
yes.
that, it, you know, it proves the point that the energies radiating off of these planets, that everybody is feeling them in one way, shape, or form or another. And
mm-hmm.
it's such a spectacular thing to watch unfold, even though sometimes it's interesting and unexpected. But it's fascinating to see how these planets work together and the dance that the universe does. I just, again, I think we live in fascinating times where, you know, things weren't as intense as they are at this point in time, are shifting in some greater ways for the long-term, the longevity of this Earth. So there's a lot of things changing to really sustain this place and help this Earth and the universe. So it's an interesting time to be living is what I'm trying to get to.
Right, right. Well, see, I think the only thing constant in life is change because, of course, I'm a lunar child, you know. If you don't like my mood, wait 2.5 days, it'll friggin' change, okay?
Absolutely.
But I really think that this has happened many, many times in history, what we're going through right now, in a different way because history does repeat itself. But the difference now is that we all know about it because of the Internet, okay? So now we are finding out things in parts of the world we would never have known, like in my grandpa's time, okay? So we now have all this information, and we're not always sure if it's validated information or not. So I choose not to react. I turn to respond and say, okay, let me go ahead and Google it and find somebody else's opinion because I'm not going to put myself in that state, okay? And... but we've been waiting for Pluto to go into Aquarius. Now, we were talking about this in the 70s, Jacqueline, about, oh, the Aquarian age, blah, blah. Now it's really here.
But, you know, and the beauty of this is, again, I think it's fascinating that we're living right now where it's calling us all to be accountable and live in the day and live in the moment and really – hunker down on our own personal values and beliefs and our own personal goals as it transitions into Aquarius, because one of the things Pluto in Aquarius is going to give us is a vision. It's going to give us a foresight. The Aquarian age opens us to see the longer, bigger, greater picture in everything. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see how people interact with that. But in the drama of it, because the downside of it is that things are a little colorful. But in that, you can actually weed through it and see that truth and that end result of where you need to be and navigate through it without going through all the drama and all the ups and downs that it has with it.
I think it's all about man and woman's humanity to man and woman. And again, the Aquarian energy is about appreciating all of the life forms, okay? And I think what we're going to do is we're going to make a good shift here as far as being caretakers of the planet and being more universal in our insight and our projection as things unfold. That where do I need to be? Personally and collectively, where do I stand? What do I promote? What do I pray for? Okay? And what do I just give to God because I have no control over it? I mean, so it's that space of going to higher mind, I think, that's really going to make the difference. Yep.
Absolutely. It is. And it is that collective higher mind that is really going to make things shift and change. The other thing I say about this is that during this period of time, we will see what technology succeeds and what technology fails.
Yep.
So that's going to be fascinating to watch of which technologies disappear and which technologies thrive.
Yes. Same is going to happen with the car market, too. Things mechanical because they want to go more to electric at this point, okay? And we don't know how long it's going to take. Because, again, Pluto is a very, very slow-moving planet. But I feel because it's been on the cusp now for this entire year, some of the seeds have already been planted. And we'll see what grows. As you said, we'll wait and see what grows next because that's what's going to happen. But let's go to our people because they're waiting for us.
No, let's stop chatting now. Okay, I'm good.
Well, I'm sure that they wanted to hear this because they're feeling it too. They watched the news. They sounded their computer. They understand kind of what astrology can teach them about this. And on some things are processes and some things are events. And they work together simultaneously every day. And if you're going to trust the universe, you have to trust the universe's timing and know you're going to be exactly where you need to be at the right moment in time. That simple. Okay? And it's hard to do that because we're in a click-and-go universe right now.
You're right. I agree.
Are you ready for the first one?
Okay. Let's go.
All right. Air code 561, you're on the air. Stacy?
Hello, ladies. Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you tonight?
Well, it's raining. It's cold. They said it's supposed to be the dry season in Florida, and it's been wet. It's been rainy for days.
So awful, isn't it? I so agree with you. That's how I started this whole thing. What's up with that crazy? We're the Sunshine State.
I know. What about all the people that are visiting on vacation?
Oh, you know, they're sucking right about now. I mean, I'm sure it's better here than it is up north, so I'm grateful to be in Florida. I'm sure you are too. But, hey, we have never had such a crappy winter ever, okay? It's just crappy.
No, the only thing we had was like 30 degrees, but at least we had sun out.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going on days now without sun. This is bad.
Yeah.
So what's your question for us tonight, Stacy?
Well, oh, my God. Well, my birthday, and a couple of days later, I got a phone call from a job that I applied to online when that other job ended that I was there. So what happened was I went on the interview. It was Mercury retrograde. I hate Mercury retrograde. So anyway, the job was starting on the 8th, and then I got a phone call from another job, and I said, I'm already starting another job. If that doesn't work out, I'll let you know. So what happened was I was in training since the 8th, and I liked that the job was right in Delray. It was close, right by. So what happened was I went to the job and we were training, four of us, and I was wondering why there wasn't that many people in there. And it just seems like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, like the last day, Friday, the last day of training, my headset wasn't working. They gave me another one that wasn't working. And then the lady said, well, this isn't working out. I'll have to let you go. And I'm just very, very upset because here I turned down another opportunity because I said I was on a, you know, on a job because I don't want a bad karma to happen. If I'm on a job, I don't want to, you know. So now I'm out to the drawing board of how long it's going to take for me to get a job because this is really upsetting because, you know, it was the retrograde and here I started it like after the retrograde on the 8th, but I was let go. It felt like Friday the 13th, but it was Friday the 12th.
All right, well, first of all, Mercury's in the shadow until the 21st. And Mars is about to pass over your Jupiter, honey, over the next 8 to 10 days in the sixth house of work and service, and it's exalted in Capricorn, right on top of your Jupiter, okay? I would call them to go back while Mercury's still in its shadow and tell them the other job did not work out. What?
Are you looking at 12/26/67?
No, I was looking at December 16th, 72.
No, this is 12/26, Stacy. Not 12.
That's another Stacy, and it's funny because I heard her before. Yeah, she's in West Palm Beach, so it's crazy. Two Stacys, but she's a Sag, and I guess she's not too far away. She's in West Palm, so I guess she's like, 20 miles? So it's just weird.
It's fascinating.
I'm sorry.
You know, probably we have all these interesting things that occur. I'll let her look at your chart for a minute. Because what she is going to see is that Venus today just went into your first house. Okay? Mercury just went back into Capricorn. Okay? This is a perfect time to keep your options open and keep looking because I think something's going to happen soon. That Mercury conjunction, and you're going to have your Mercury return coming up here, is going to be very good for you. You're going to have some good information that's going to lead you in the right direction. My feeling, and this is my feeling, because, again, the Mars transit is what happened with the two job opportunities that you had. Okay? And the way you look at it needs to be looked at in a different perspective because when you're offered one opportunity and then you're offered another opportunity, instead of going, well, I took this one first, you should look at what's best for me. Is this job the one I like better or is this job the one I like better? Because the universe gives you benefits, okay? You didn't necessarily get into the job. You were still in that training position, so the options were still open. And instead of saying, well, just because I said yes at that moment, and you have to look at that, is it right? Okay, and I think that's a lesson you take from this because I see a problem with something coming along that's going to work very well for you here soon, especially with this Venus transiting over your Mercury, your Sun, and all through your first house. So hang in there. I'm going to say there's something coming right around the corner and quit beating yourself up for what you did and move on and say, nope, I'm not doing that again, and I'm going to find the right job. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I can't find her on here, so I'm going to go with what you said. I got 22 Stacys on here because of the radio show, okay? And I cannot find her.
I put notes on the side.
No, but I'm saying you think I should go to the one that contacted me or just start out fresh?
I would go back to them and I would say, hey, is that job opportunity still open? And see what they have to say. I wouldn't beat myself up or kick myself in the tush. I would pull my bootstraps up and say next. Okay.
But what if they asked me what happened?
It just did not work out. It wasn't the right fit. I could say, seen different ways, the same thing. I realized that, you know, whatever, okay? again here. Now I'm back here and I'm looking at this and I really want to see if this is the right fit for me, is what I would say, for us. Yeah. Okay, however you want to say that. Okay, Venus,
yeah.
Day-to-day yeah. guardian angel. I will reiterate this one more time, Stacey. Venus, your guardian angel is just crossed your ascendant. That means everywhere you go, everything that you do has that guardian angel effect over it while it transits through your first house for about a little over 2 months. Okay, it'll be there. Okay, so in that time, it will pass over your Mercury, it will pass over your Sun. It's like a blessing. It's going to bless you with things. Mercury conjunct Venus means that you're going to get some great information during that period of time that's going to be beneficial to you, and that's only a few days away. So think about it that way, Stacey. Hang in there and look at the positive, not the negative.
Yeah, because I get scared that I'll be without work for too long because, you know, when this happens, I mean, I was at the other jobs for a long time, and this I was only at, 5 days? And I'm scared about the next one that happening. Like, how many more jobs is it?
Stacey,
you understand?
Stacey, I understand what? Where you're coming from, and that's the disconnect. That's what I say next, is because you've got a guardian angel over your shoulder for the next 2 months. You are what you want to manifest, you can manifest now, okay? It's giving you the blessings to be able to move on. And that's what you have to do. Go, no, I'm going to be blessed for the next 2 months and things are going to start to work in my direction. You still have Mercury in its shadow until the 20th, and Uranus isn't going to go direct until the 27th. So it's a little wonky still, okay?
Uh-huh.
But it's still in your first house, and it's still going to bring you the benefits that you're looking for. So hang in there and have faith is what I'm going to say.
So I'm going to feel better like springtime? You're saying, am I going to feel better because this was low?
No, we're not going springtime. This is happening throughout the next couple of months. Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, it's now. It just went in today into your first house. Things are shifting again today. Mm-hmm. Start to move to your benefit today.
So you're saying I'm going to feel better this week after. I'm going to feel better.
Yeah, things are going to move in your direction, but you have to go to the next caller, honey, okay?
Okay,
love you
thanks.
And,
I still want to listen.
Keep the faith,
thank
sweetheart.
You so much.
You want to keep listening?
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Yes, I want to listen. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Okay, God bless.
God bless.
I ran 22 Stacey's and she was not any of them on my computer. Mercury is still dogging me, girlfriend, okay?
I've had little effects of that shadow, so I hear you on that one.
You ready for the next one?
Hey.
All right.
Hello?
You're 860, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, it's Amla. Happy New Year.
Oh, hey,
Happy New Year to you.
Now you can go to December 16th.
Yes,
that's
I
funny.
Well, you know, the weird thing is,
though.
When I went to all the Stacey's, I kept bringing
so
up 1216, but I pulled you up, Amla, because I remember your number. And I said, there she is.
That's funny.
That's crazy.
It's so funny. I know.
Oh, my
I know.
Goodness. And you're still in Connecticut, right?
Yep. I don't think I'm leaving.
I don't think you are either.
I don't think I'm leaving.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, what's your question for us tonight, Amma?
Okay. So it's pretty kind of sort of general. I was just wondering maybe, like, Jacqueline was saying the next couple of months. Yeah, like just what's going on with me, you know, rest of January, February into March, about that, something like that.
No, I can see that.
If you want all that, you're going to have to call for a real reading because we can't keep you on the phone for 20 minutes because everybody else is going to get mad at me, okay?
So how about, like, I'm writing again, so, you know, expansive. I'm stretching my mind out. I mean, it's just coming to me based on experience. So I don't know what you have with that, maybe.
Well, right now, I see a lot of inspiration. I see a lot of inspiration in you. And it's going to quicken as Venus moves forward in Sag, goes right over your sun and your north node. And you've got some beautiful trines that are going to be going on here because your sun and your Mars love each other in your birth chart. So while you're inspired, I'm going to really encourage you to go for this. I mean, these next couple of weeks could be absolutely fabulous. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I'm on the inspiration train with you. I agree. Over the next event, I think you're going to be inspired. Remember that these transits are all right now from your 11th to your 12th house. And once they get through that 12th house, they're going to start coming into your first house. Things are going to start coming at you, okay? And things are going to start to shift and change. And I say, this is the perfect time for inspiration. She talked about how beautifully this Venus is going to be going over your sun and in trine to your Mars. Okay?
Okay. When is that? Is it now or later?
8 to 10 days.
Okay.
2 weeks.
Yep.
I'm a generality aphrodite if she wants to look at the exact time, but it's happening, and it's within my range of conjunction now. It's 6 degrees away from your sun right now, so it's just starting to connect with that energy, okay?
Okay, okay.
And so here again, remember how energy works. It builds itself up, and then it pulls itself away. So over this period of time, you should be inspired. That's what you should be in the mode for, is finding that inspiration, finding what you need to express to this world.
Right, right. And it's already happening. It's already, because the birthday was in December. January. Yeah, it's already happening. Yep.
Now and the 24th is the most important time, okay, for you.
Okay.
And so, again, it seems like you're going to have a lot of energy. It's almost going to be like you're writing, but you're doing a dance on paper or on your keyboard. That's how cool it is.
Yep.
It's really cool.
Yep.
Okay?
It is.
And I love that. And I so agree with Jacqueline, too, because what's happening is the sun's going to be going into Aquarius next Saturday. And it's going to be moving into your first house right after that, sitting on your Venus, the planet of love, and Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance. So the Aquarian energies, if you're writing this on a computer, honey, I have to tell you, you're going to want to type faster than you can. If you're writing on paper, you're going to want to write faster than you can. It's going to be kind of cool, actually.
It's already happening. I can't keep up. It's like all these ideas. I don't know. And that's the thing that I'm learning with my writing, because this would be, if it is a book, I don't know. But this is my third. It would be my third one. My point is that whatever time, I've learned this, just whatever time it takes, but that creative expression is so important. Can't worry about the editing. I can't worry about what it looks like or the right words right now. I just got to get it down. And you're right. I'm actually doing a lot of videos for myself, just to myself, because I'm already blind.
I can't do it.
I can't write as fast anyway. Yeah, so that makes complete sense. To just really just get it out. And the analogies, I speak with metaphors, and I write with metaphors. So that, because, you know, I mean, I am so, with the Aquarius, there's so much intellect, it can get complicated. But just like a good teacher tells you, if you can't write it simply for the reader, don't write it. I love that. Don't write it if it's not simple. It just gets too complicated, and the reader's in their head. And it's not about that. It's about execution, the way I want to teach. I want people to apply what they read through my expression.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you keep us posted, sweetheart, because we're on your side 1,000%.
I can't wait. Like, this is just, I'll keep you posted. Absolutely. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Many blessings to you, sweetheart. Okay.
Blessings. Take good care.
You too. God bless. All right. Oh. Wow. A lot of interesting opening up there, boy. I tell you, I can't imagine the inspiration she's feeling. It's amazing, right?
Oh, yeah. And what's coming, too. Okay. Again,
yes.
Here. This is an amazing channeling time through her vessel.
Mm-hmm. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Echo 773, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
How are you tonight?
Hi. Oh, I need to move, and I'm really feeling the urge. I've been feeling it for about the past year, and I don't really know where I should go. I know I need to leave here. Like, my life is really stagnant here.
Are you
in Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, April 14, 66. You got it, girl. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, so as far as the move is concerned, do you want to move close or very far away?
Very far.
Because you know what? Jupiter's going through the ninth house of distant relocation right now. And it's going to be moving through there until May 26th. So you don't have to rush, tumble, and run because Jupiter is going to bless you. Okay.
Nice.
And Uranus is retrograde in Taurus right now. It rules real estate until the 27th. But then it goes direct. So something amazing could happen in early February for you. Okay?
Oh, wow.
So I would keep very, very focused on this because I think that it's going to happen. Like when you're making a local move, I usually look at the third house. It's like the tri-county, the tri-state area. But in your ninth house of distant relocation, you have got a lot of power right now moving through there.
Perfect.
And I just love it. And it's interesting because, you know, the moon went over your Venus today in Pisces. Did you want to live near water?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be the ocean. It can be any kind of fresh water, any kind of moving water where there's, like, living things in it. And Neptune's sitting right on your Saturn today, okay? And it's almost like if you can dream it, you can manifest it. I'm talking before the middle of March. It looks good to me.
Oh,
what do you think, Jacqueline?
I do agree with everything Aphrodite said. But I am going to put one footnote into this because your work is crucially important to you. What do you do for a living?
I have a small design business. I buy or get furniture and repaint it, restore it, and resell antiques and stuff like that. I do really well here.
I love
and,
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's time to expand and grow with that. Okay.
Uh-huh.
To move to a larger form or a greater audience, okay, is what I'm going to say. The Arabic part of fortune is dancing with your Uranus and your Pluto right now, and it's giving you new ideas. It's transforming and changing what you've seen before, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I like what you do, okay? Your work is a way of life. You can envision a crappy piece of thing. You can envision it, what it's going to be like, you know. So I'm real happy with your work, but I think you need to expand it out because I think that's going to be part of this transformation and change as far as your move is concerned. So I'm suggesting that you start thinking about it in a broader picture of what you can do with that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, exactly.
And then I'm going to say, I'm going to reiterate again, Aphrodite was 100% correct in what she was telling you from what I see in your chart. So again here, be open, keep looking at what you want, where you want to live, what lifestyle you want to have. Does that make sense?
Well, I think for me, best
for
you for business is that you need to go to a place that has a history. You need to go to a place that does stay for antiques. They do have places that have been restored. they honor the past in an amazing way, because that's where you're going to flourish the most with what you're doing. And the Capricorn planets that are moving through there right now, and Venus isn't even there yet. Mercury just got in there. Mars is there. The Sun's in there. The planets in Pisces, they all honor antiquity. They all honor this imagination, this recreation, bringing memories back to life. So you want to be in a place where that it is a historic district, okay? There are maybe other antique shops around, but you're going to put your own twist on it. And your personality is probably the most important thing you have to run your business, honey, okay?
Wow,
so
that totally makes
want.
Sense.
You want that kind of energy there, because you'll be moving in there and you will flow like a pretty river in the sunlight. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I want to move to Europe and, like, put in designs for castles and stuff, because there's a lot of people buying up old historic properties. So, yeah.
I like that.
Well, I think you're going to be very successful, and I think it's going to be sooner than later. So I get right on top
you.
Of it. Yep.
Thank you.
Right, you keep us posted, okay, sweetheart?
Yeah, thanks so much, guys.
Right, God bless you.
You too. Good night, everyone.
Good night. What a sweetheart. My goodness.
Oh, yeah, look at all that sweet energy, Aries, Pisces energy.
Oh, I know it, I know it. And you know what? Again, she's living her I am, you know? And I respect that so much when people do that, you know?
That's the way it should be, that I am presence like that.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 856, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Ruth Maria. How are you?
Hey, Maria. I'm doing well. How about you?
A little bit better. A little bit better. A little craziness, but just wondering when that soulmate's coming in.
I'm just double-checking. You're April 1st, right?
No, 12/31.
Ooh, wrong one.
12/31/74. And are you still in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't go anywhere without money.
You do not sound good, girl. I'm getting some crazy vibes. You got to start taking really good care of yourself. What's going on with your health right now?
I'm trying to straighten some health issues, but it's not working because of nerves and everything else is going in my life right now. It's going wrong.
Well, Mars is right about to pass over your sun over the next 72 hours, okay? And so you have to take care of you first, my dear, okay? And the sun is sitting on your Venus tonight. It actually was sitting on your Venus for the last few days. All right, your responsibility to self right now is very important to get your health back in order. It looks like you've got an inflammatory issue going on here, and I'm concerned about your breathing. How is your breathing?
Could be a little bit better.
All right, okay. I want you to avoid any dairy products, any sweets, anything that creates mucus right now just for the next few days. Okay? Stick with broth.
Okay.
Stick with things that are very clear and very clean, because it's going to help you a lot. And try not to make sure that any of those broths have too much salt in them. Okay? Because of my medical background, when I looked at this chart, the first thing I thought of was just you, sweetheart. Just you. Okay? So what did you really want to know? What was the most important thing on your mind?
Right now, I'd like to move on. The situation I'm in now, my house, and to get my soulmate in order, if that's ever going to happen, and move, and everything else.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Maria. Jupiter has just come into orbit trining your son in your fourth house of your home. I'm going to say this too shall change because Uranus is to retrograde. I hear you. You have a Mercury in Capricorn. There's a problem I must fix. If you can't find the solution, you drive yourself mentally crazy. Uranus is retrograde. Once it goes direct, sudden epiphanies occur. It is in trine to your Mercury-Venus connection. It's dead in the middle of those two, okay? So, see, and that is in your fourth house of your home as well. So these beautiful blessing lines and trines are holding you in place right now, but they're moving here shortly. It's not about finding the answer and stressing yourself about the answer. It's about, again, taking care of yourself and preparing yourself for the next change that's going to occur in front of you. So I agree with Aphrodite, and I think the reason why you're having all these medical issues is because of the stress of your body not getting any rest because it's searching for the answer it can't find. You have to have trust and have faith in this and know the answer will come in the right time. That's the lesson being pushed upon you at this point in time is faith. So really relax a little bit here. Over the next couple of weeks, stuff's going to change for you. I guarantee you that, especially with your home, since this is first house to fourth house, okay? This is coming at you. You can't control what comes at you. That's like you're driving down the road and all of a sudden a bird flies in front of you. You can't control that bird flying in front of you. You just have to go with the flow of what happened and have faith that that bird made it out of there safely, okay? You're not going to be able to do anything about it until it gives you the answer. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so relax. Take care of yourself. Mend yourself.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
I want to know, how are your feet feeling right now?
Pretty good.
Good.
Got myself a pedicure a couple weeks ago.
Make sure you put your feet up and allow yourself to relax. And then try to put something that you can look at, whether it's on your computer, your TV. It's lighthearted and fun. Try and raise your internal vibration right now. Because Venus is still in Sag, it's right on top of your Mars. So I want you to try and be lighthearted and just trust. Allow yourself the time to rest and amuse yourself just a little bit every day. Can you do that? I want you to do that, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You keep us posted, sweetheart, because you know what? Everything's going to work out perfectly. If you can trust the divine, you have to trust divine timing. And sometimes it's hard for us. But everything looks like it's in divine order to me and Jacqueline. You know, I agree with everything Jacqueline said, too. You know, you got this. So stop struggling inside when you should wait for the outcome, because the outcome is coming, honey, okay? Okay?
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
All right. And try and breathe easier, okay?
Oh, well. Thank you.
All right. God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, sometimes I love being clairaudient, other times I don't. I didn't like that breathing. I'm concerned about it, but I think she's on top of it. But, wow.
Yes, Mom, she'll be okay. She's a Capricorn.
It's my cancer stuff. I can't help it, Jacqueline.
No. That's because I said that. You're funny.
Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay. Air code 203, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Pat in Connecticut.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm outside. You might hear a little background noise for a bit till I turn the corner. It's freezing. Walking my dog. Walking my foster dog. I wanted to check in briefly you talked a couple of weeks ago about my upcoming surgery, which is happening Friday, for my eyelid. Just want to make sure that that all still looks good. And then maybe question about my life.
Now, is it July 12th of 53?
Correct.
And you're still living in Connecticut?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
What question did you have about your life?
After the surgery, you know, this is a really interesting time astrologically. To me, it seems like bumpy with silver linings in all the bumps. And it seems really hard. Everyone's so worried. So it seems like you really need to work on faith. And, you know, I've had sad luck, but finding a silver lining, I've been really, really depressed. I'm getting myself out of it and saying, okay, what do I need to do? And using my phone, and after a 10-minute ride on the highway, realizing, where's my phone, getting out of my car, it's on my trunk, good Lord. It survived a highway drive. So it's all, I'm sort of unsure and trying to have faith.
Yep, and you should, okay. Remember that you're a Cancer sun, and all these Capricorn planets now are at the complete furthest away from you that they could possibly be, okay? This is a time where things get a little wonky for you, and you have a teeth with that your Libra planets. So it is about keeping your balance. It is about making sure during this period of time that you go with the flow of it. And you see, as long as you don't stress yourself out, how miracles happen during this period of time. You're right. It's all about faith during this period of time, and it's trusting the process that is going to be to your greater benefit. You're cleaning up things. I like the time period that you've chosen to have this surgery because you're cleaning up things in your life. You're reorganizing it. You're rebalancing it. That's the type of thing you're in right now. So it is about you looking at the blessings of the day. Look at how that miracle happened. Even though this is nasty, crappy, disgusting, awful weather, and it's challenging to live in, there are blessings along the way, and you have to count those blessings along the way and really trust yourself more. Have more confidence, more faith in yourself during this period of time. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Where are you having your surgery done? What part of the body?
Oh, my eyelid, my right eyelid. It's the third attempt. It, you know, it's too low and affects my vision, but it would also be, for me, cosmetic. I'd be thrilled if I looked normal.
Okay, good. All right. That's fine. But overall in your chart right now, because this has been going on, you are feeling a little bit insecure, okay?
Yeah.
And I understand that. But I really think, as Jacqueline pointed out, it's all about balance and trust right now. And now, other than your eyelid, you're pretty healthy, right?
You know, I'm questioning that. I was recommending something to my pastor and then started Googling it, and it really got me worried about my health and then thinking maybe this is a product that I need to do. It's a very strong, enzymes. And I'm wondering if I should invest in this to cover every aspect of my body, from the stroke to high cholesterol, to exhaustion, blah blah blah. I have a goal to try to figure out what do I need to do for health, and I am concerned. I am kind of worried and scared.
Okay, well I'm gonna tell you right now, I am seeing that you want to make everything go away now. Okay, your patience right now is about zero, okay? And I see that. Now, you do have a very active T-square going with your Cancer planets. Aries does rule the head, and Chiron, the Wounded Healer, is there, okay? You didn't see it on your eyelid, which is on your face, and that's also ruled by Aries. Then there's also some squares between your Libra planets and that you had from birth, and the Aries planets are also aggravating that a little bit right now. So you do need to take good care of your lower back. And you also need to find your inner peace. Like at the end of the day, I want you to take zero anxiety to bed. Zero.
Okay.
Say your prayers, listen to music that's renaturated to 528 megahertz. Whatever you need to do, you fall into that sweet slumber.
Okay.
Do that each day. Okay? And I know you're worried about this, but you're meeting the challenge, and I think you're going to meet it successfully now.
Thank you.
The Capricorn planets, as Jacqueline pointed out, have been opposing you. Now, two of them are moving out of orb, but two are moving in. Okay?
Okay.
So right now, you're in a situation for the next 4 to 6 weeks. Your primary directive is to take care of yourself.
Okay. What's
and
moving
take no
in?
Prisoners. I mean, Mars is going to be moving in and opposing on your Cancer planets, me too. So I'm born July 22nd, same year as you, okay?
Right. I know.
And Mercury is going to be moving through there for the next 4 weeks, too. So
the
most important thing for you to do is to just be very responsible to self. Be your own mom. Be your own husband.
Yeah.
Be your own guardian angel. In other words, say, all right, my body's speaking to me. I'm going to stop now. I'm going to relax.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
And do that. And know the process, because when you have any kind of surgery done, it's a process, not an event. But everything is healing on a microscopic level, and you might not know it right away, but know that's true. Know that's true, and let it heal, okay?
Okay, you know what? I'm inclined to get back to work right away. And I probably need to hear someone say no. You know, money.
But you know what? No is a complete sentence, okay? You can always make more money, but you can't get your health back. Health is priceless, okay? So maybe not immediately. Delay it a little bit, maybe a week, maybe two. Say, I just had the surgery done, and I'm supposed to be able to rest and let everything heal. I'm sure they'll understand, okay? Now, do you get sick leave?
No, because it's all dog walking, stuff like that, you know, basically under the table. I think the only concern is, will they keep me? I got a new job with a woman with Alzheimer's, and I really want to keep it. So it's new and tenuous.
But create some tender boundaries. Show your loyalty to that person, okay?
Yeah, I am.
But take it slower than you normally would, my dear. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you agree with me, Jacqueline, or am I crazy?
Well, I do. I say take it slowly, but have a conversation about it, okay? Again, I say there's always a negotiation with things because it's about balancing things out. And sometimes the hard conversations really turn out to your benefit.
You know what?
So
you're absolutely right. Yeah. I mean, I can say, hey, maybe we can skip walks outside for a week. Maybe we'll just stay inside with that work. So thank you for that. I didn't even, you know, consider, you know, talking to them about it. Okay.
Well, do it your way. Use your own intuition because you have plenty of that. Uh-huh. But I think it's okay to protect you, dear. Okay?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Listen, I love you guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's just
my God bless
so
you.
Great.
Have a sweet night, love. Okay.
And thank you. God bless.
All right, God
bye
bless.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
I got time to do one more, and they've been holding off for quite a while. Let me go for this. Area code 860, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Lisa, and I'm from Connecticut also.
Connecticut
Hi,
loves
Lisa.
Us tonight. That's just kind of cool.
I'm turning 65 next week on the 26th. I'm born at 2:40 of 1959, January 26th of 1959, and I'm wondering what the stars have in for me.
Okay, this is your first time calling in, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because I couldn't find you in here. Hold on. You're gonna. What is your birth date again?
January 26th of 1959.
And what time were you born?
2:40 p.m.
And where?
Hartford, Connecticut.
And do you still live there now?
I live a town over in Newington, Connecticut.
All right.
Didn't go
so
far.
Same degree of arc. I got it. Okay. All right. Let's take a look and see if we can see for you, honey.
Oh, what was your time again?
2:40 p.m.
Okay, thanks.
Wow, you've got so many trines and blessing lines in your chart tonight. It's amazing.
Is that good or bad?
The sun is sitting right on your Mercury in Capricorn, so you are very purposeful when you made this call tonight. Thank you. Mercury is sitting on your Saturn in Capricorn tonight, too, with trines to your Virgo moon. Now, your Virgo moon is very early, so you're a bit of a worrywart, aren't you?
For good reason, sorry, but it's just for good reason.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying it's so, okay? All right. Because of you, I think worry is almost like a form of prayer. It's on your mind because you're constantly seeking the solution, right?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. So what is the big thing coming up that made you call us?
No big thing, just my 65th birthday. That's a big thing.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I want to interject in here because I find this fascinating that it is your that 65th birthday here, okay? Because Pluto, which hasn't been in this spot for 250 years, is now coming into your sun, the transformation and change has begun. Whatever lifestyle, this is like retirement for you, whether you're planning on retiring or whether you have your own lifestyle as far as what you want, as far as your work is concerned. This whole thing starts a foundational shift for your greater benefit because in your solar return, you have Mercury, Venus, and Mars all in Capricorn in your 10th house, okay? That's a new foundation. It's a shift in the foundation. I talked about how your sun is conjunct Pluto, but it's in your 11th house of hopes, desires, and dreams. It's manifesting a new lifestyle for you this year because you get a Pisces ascendant. That Pisces ascendant is a direct connection to God, the universe, or whatever you call that higher power. That has taken over control. It's saying, hey, you're going to go through a metamorphosis now. We're not going to make it quick, so you have plenty of time to think about your choices, but have faith. Trust the process and know that you're going to make a foundational change in your life of your whole lifestyle. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I want to say this because Chiron, the wounded healer, is going to be in your first house. This is a healing year for you because it is conjunct your north node. So it is all about you letting go of what no longer serves you, what's holding you back, and really condense and consolidate into what direction you're going to start anew. I can't say enough about this solar return with that, because in the process of this, you have to that Venus-Mercury-Mars connection. On one side, you have Jupiter. On the other side, you have Uranus. So there's going to be all these changes for your benefit, but there's going to be some crazy surprises along the way.
In a good way, I hope.
Absolutely. Trines are blessing lines. Trines are ease of energy. It's
We're
naturally
talking about
going
to... an epiphany. We're talking about you having an epiphany, honey. The aha experience, sit silently and wait for it to show up because it's going to happen. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good. The last 65
years. I so agree with Jasmine.
Been...
She's so amazing. I love her. Yeah, she's so amazing. I saw it in your transit wheel, too, and she saw it in your solar return because she's an expert on that. You know, trines and blessing lines everywhere, and Pluto's going to be approaching your partner fortune and your son Aquarius this year. And again, the unique individual you are, you're going to realize your strength and power and how brilliant you are. You've got to have a genius IQ with this chart, okay? And so, guess what? Work smarter, not harder anymore, my love, okay?
I love that. I have realized that with age.
Yep, wisdom comes with age, and you have a sweet night because we're already off the air, okay?
Oh, you're so sweet, you too. Thank you. How do I get a private reading? Can you tell me?
Our phone numbers are on here. Jacqueline, tell her where they can call her. She can call you.
You can call me at 772-286-2720. And Aphrodite, tell her how she can get a hold of you.
540-613-1070, and we are very happy to help everyone. So ring us up. We'll help you through, girl. We're good, okay?
Hey, you guys rock. Happy New Year. Many blessings. Thank you so much.
You too.
Happy
sweetheart.
New Year.
God bless. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
We already put our stuff out there. We had a couple more people on hold, but we're good, and we will be back here next week, next Sunday night, between 6 and 7, and we love doing the show, and we so appreciate you listening or calling in. You have a blessed week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.